You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast. Visit mashthosebuttons.com for a full podcast schedule.
Cargo secured. Extraction complete.
Intelligent system analytic computer is activated. All ISAT systems are confirmed online. Data scanned. Downloading files.
What's up, guys? You're listening to episode 102 of SITREP Radio, giving you the news and other happenings in the world of the Division. Update 1.8.1 is coming out next week, and a Battle Royale mode coming from the team at Massive? But first, my name is Mike, and joining me, as always, are my co-hosts, Robert.
Hello.
And Luke.
Hello.
And we hope you guys and any new listeners of the show have had an awesome week. And welcome. Let's get down to some news.
State of the game.
So if you have been living under a rock for the past couple of weeks, Luke, can you please tell the listeners what they will be getting next Thursday?
Strawberries.
Oh, yummy.
All the strawberries?
At least one strawberry. An update 1.8.1 shaped strawberry. Comes out next Thursday, so not a Tuesday like every other update has ever been for the Division, which is a nice change. And you'll be getting two new legendary missions, two brand new shiny global events, Blackout, which will start shortly after the patch is dropped, exact date still to be announced, and I can't remember the name of the other one.
That's annoying.
Onslaught.
Yay!
I'm guessing Blackout will start the Tuesday after Thursday.
Yeah, I would guess. That's probably a good shout, actually, Rob. They've got some new masks for us to earn from the commendations. There are new drop rate changes for the classified items, DivTech. Confirmation that there are Mark III encrypted caches was in today's state of the game. So that will come with update 1.8.1. That's brand new information, isn't it? So,
yes,
all the shiny vanity sets for everybody to add to their collection. And Xbox players, we've loved you from the start, and you are now getting the Xbox One X patch next week, which will give you your 4K rendering, improved reflections, improved object details, all sorts of improvements across the board. So you can finally,
It's a catastrophe that they took.
Yeah.
What's a catastrophe?
I saw that on the script and I skipped that word on purpose. Not a chance I was going to get that right.
Petter was practicing it this week. He got it right.
Nice.
But I can't say it either.
But yeah, Xbox players, you can finally stop asking Petter in State of the Game chat when the Xbox One X patch is coming. Because it's coming next week.
Yay.
And with regards to the collector sets, Robert?
There's five new vanity sets to collect and another one we don't know about. There's Predator's Mark set, Lone Star, Hunter's Faith, Final Measure, and the MC Retro set, which look awesome.
Nice.
And the surprise set we don't know, but what we do know, it's not the bunny suit.
Sad face.
Yeah. We missed the trip.
Do we think it's gonna be like something silly, or it's gonna be kind of cool?
I don't know.
Like they could both be the same thing. I'm trying to think, what's happening in June? Maybe it's just like a pair of swim shorts or something. That's it.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it for news this week. That's the end of the podcast.
That's it.
No,
done.
It's not.
We can go home.
Good job, guys. You're already home. What do you want about?
Good point.
I actually forgot update 1.8.1 was coming next week until I started like reading through our notes and stuff tonight. That's cool.
Yes. Yeah. We've been on a little bit of a break at the minute playing Rainbow Six Siege. Really enjoying that a lot at the minute. Obviously moving over to PC, farming all the gear sets again without any help apart from like just playing together is quite difficult. So we're basically waiting on this update to kind of jump back in. have everything refreshed and get all the div tech, all the vanity sets, and all.
Yeah, you guys didn't really partake in. You guys didn't really partake in the GE event, did you? Really?
No, I didn't get a chance. Unfortunately. No,
and it's a shame, really, because we fell that heavily in love with Rainbow Six Siege. It was like it should have been the perfect time to be trying to farm as much classified gear as possible. But yeah, Siege has just sucked me in big time. Although I did rage quit the other night because I was having a terrible, terrible time. So.
Oh, you mean that night we didn't win a game, you mean?
Yeah, that night, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
I was going to leave out that key detail, Rob. Well done.
I think most of the community will agree. They're kind of glad the GEs are over for a minute. I know we've got one coming maybe in a week or two, but I think most people were kind of glad to have a bit of a break from the GEs because it was just like constant.
It was kind of weird because we went like... They were so sparse, weren't they? And then it just went like Oprah. Here you go. Have a G. You have a G. You have a G.
All the G's. Anyway, we are going to have a very quick discussion.
Are we?
Yeah. One. The Division as a cover-based shooter. So anyone that follows the Twitter feed or social media for SitRep Radio or in general looks at the Division community would notice that there's been like a load of conversations with regards to the cover system, time to kill, and some PvP problems, obviously with the current iteration that we hope to be better with the sequel, aka the Division 2, which I truly believe will be better. But how do you feel about the cover system at the minute, guys?
It's non-existent.
Nailed it.
But it's you don't need to use it because you can face tank everything. So it's kind of irrelevant.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you now, are we playing Tom Clancy's Face Tank the game?
Yes.
Certainly our end game. I think you can use cover to your advantage in the 1 to 30. But yeah, at endgame, you could literally just walk up to any enemy you want to.
And in PvP is like a death sentence. You just...
Yeah, absolutely.
What the fact that... Well, yeah, cover... Yeah, I was actually watching some... it was Matt Goes Buck on Twitter. I can't remember if I was watching one of his videos. And I think it was in the Dark Zone or something. And he was just taking on like this team of three or four. And they were... Obviously new players because they were going into cover, but it was just the fact that these guys were getting absolutely destroyed because they were in cover opposed to being like the other way around. Whereas in most cases, if you step out of cover, you know, you're dead. What do you think needs to be done to make cover better? To be used more, utilized, bring it back into the fold?
Well, one thing they could do is make the TTK brutal as hell, a la Siege.
Is that too far, though?
No. I was actually thinking about this the other day. Imagine you had set operators... Okay, this is my view is skewed a little bit because of what we've been playing recently. But imagine having set up. I know, obviously, in PvP modes, you have set operators, right? Because then you can like balance it a little bit easier. But still have your 1-30 character like everywhere else. And then I also thought about the Dark Zone, how that would work. And then I just thought, why don't you do, instead of the whole community was screaming for a PvE Dark Zone, right? Why not just do a purely PvP Dark Zone where you pick an operator and you go in and the TTK is brutal as hell. And all the operators have abilities for like, so you have a medic, an engineer, a DPS guy, and a tank sort of thing.
You not worried that you're going too far away from what makes the division?
No, because you'd still it would be like an option when you go into the Dark Zone. You would have PvP Dark Zone or just normal Dark Zone. So you could still use your main character to go and raise hell, but this would just be the whole of the Dark Zone with set. I mean, you'd have like, I don't know, start with 8 characters and then they could add some.
What do you think makes the division, Luke? What is it essentially at its core?
I give you a hint.
It starts with an R.
Really good game.
it's an RPG looter shooter, right? And the huge argument is, if we have a situation where we have, you know, TTK like Siege, then effectively any looting and shooting and grinding that we do would be pointless. Do you agree with that? Because if you can't optimize, like, build through looting and shooting, and we end up going the operator route, then that would be like a kind of pointless doing all that farming, wouldn't it? If you're just going to get operators at the end of the day.
Yeah, but you can't say with one breath that you want the game to be better in the sequel, and you want PvP to be better in the sequel, and you want the cover system to be better in the sequel, and then with your next breath say that you can't change anything that makes the Division 1 what it is, because then you've got nothing to do. I'm glad I'm not a dev working on the Division 2, because to try and figure this out would be an absolute fucking nightmare.
But in my eyes, the only solution is to double up on sort of things. Do you know what I mean?
One way to do it would be, maybe you've got your operators, like you said, or your agents, because that's what it would be for the Division, wouldn't it?
Division version
would be agents, right? And we have a system. I don't want to go too much into skill trees and things like that. We might discuss it next week. Grilled Cheese, got your email. It's awesome. We'll discuss it next week. But, you know, use the looter shooter side of it to upgrade a skill tree, completing missions and things like that. Opens options on your skill tree, things like that. But have your builds unlocked the same way as well. So you still have 6 pieces of gear, maybe, but you still have to find those pieces of gear to get it unlocked. Does that make sense? So you have an operator that has 6 pieces of gear that is standard and is balanceable, but you still have to loot the same way we do now.
You're adding a grind to the grind. Love it.
Kind of, yeah. Do you know what I mean, Luke?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that would be the only way I could see it working. But I think at the end of the day, like, especially at the minute, TTK is too high and is a problem. But it doesn't need drastically reducing. It just needs knocking back a little bit, doesn't it? I know we're a little bit biased because we're off playing, you know, Siege at the minute. Well, you know, we're having a break until update 1.8.1 comes. Christ, it's a mouthful. Drops.
That's what she said. Oh, damn it.
The trouble is, I'm with you. I don't think the TTK needs to go back as far as to make it like Siege, because then you might as well just play Siege. But I think you're being a bit kind by saying it just needs bringing back a bit. Because, you know, at the moment, you're doing the chicken dance and you're emptying a magazine into somebody and then they can heal up and then you're emptying another magazine into somebody. And that's just not enjoyable. And anybody that says they really enjoy PvP in the Division is maybe lying to themselves. But
we do. Like, not being funny, we enjoy PvP, but it's not 100% of the time that it goes your way, is it? If you're being honest, PvP in the Division is either scaled one way or the other, depending who you got up against. There's not that much balance.
That's the beauty of PvP, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously. But there's also other issues, like with build variations, like just the difference there alone can be huge. You know, there's a huge skill gap between someone that knows how to min-max a build in general without even having skill or controls or down for the game or anything like that, or knowledge of the game, versus someone that has got all that. Other PvP problems, like you said, was heals. There's way too many heals in the game. Plus the builds themselves, I'm pretty sure we've discussed it before. Most of the builds are stat, like especially the DPS builds or the high survivability builds, are built around stamina. I don't understand why, you know, we've got Predator sets. The thing is, I'm still of the mind that Predators, even though you stack into stamina for it, it still feels a bit squishy. But like...
Sorry, how is that going to solve the cover-based shooter system, though?
What, dropping the TTK?
Well, dropping the only way you need to force people into cover is to drop it dramatically. And another thing that would do would be make a lot more guns viable.
True. But also the gear sets as well. If we have a striker build that is stacked into firearms instead of stamina, and you have to go in the dark zone and rely on a reclaimer to keep you healed, yeah, you've got a little bit of healing power back from your stacks, but not enough to make you invincible. And the same with Nomad. Nomad should be, we've said it before, should be locked off for one person per group. And it's like proc reduces per how many are in the group. I'm still of the mind, especially after playing Siege, that we shouldn't have you shouldn't be able to run more than one set of like classified in a group. I'm going that way more and more.
I agree.
Like, and I know people like are of the mind, oh well, they've always said the division you can play it how you're meant to. Anyone arguing that you can use high end hybrid gear sets and things like that, yeah, you can use them. You can play the game how you want, but coming up against like, you know, the three main meta builds at the minute, you're more than likely going to die.
Yeah,
it's a lot to sort out. But I put out that thing. Sorry,
no, I was just going to say what I said before. As I said, I'm really glad I'm not working on this game because it's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, I put up the only reason I put it up, I put up a video of Ghost Recon Future Wars. Future Soldier. The only reason I put that up was to show that it does work being in cover. Other things that would help, and I really want to see, I didn't even think about it in the Division 2, suppression system. How cool would it be to have a suppression system in the Division 2? So like you're shooting at somebody else and the whole screen starts like shaking up and stuff like that. I know there's a lot of problems.
What's the TTK like in Future Soldier? Because I haven't played it in a long time.
It was pretty good if I remember right.
Is it like a whole magazine or a couple of bullets?
Maybe half to three quarters. It wasn't like a full mag. It was a conversation where people like, oh, the cover system's not a problem. You probably won't get that in the Division. I'm like, but to me, Ghost Recon and the Division have so many shared mechanics. If you look at the actual gameplay itself, they're very, very similar, and obviously they're Tom Clancy based as well, made by the same company, that, you know, it shows that you can use cover as a system and it works. Like, I'd love, everyone's screaming for the drone in the Division 2. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier had it, and it had a system where you basically, a little bit like the drone in Siege, would have to stand in cover, which would basically leave you open to attack during PvP, and you could drone out ahead and support like your teammates and spot people. That'd be pretty cool. I'd rather see that than having it on a tablet. I don't want to be like getting killed by some dude on a tablet, but that's just me. Any other thoughts or additions that you want to add to that?
Like Battlefield, yeah.
Command mode. That's a little bit different though. Debatable, I guess.
Yeah.
But Luke, like, what are your thoughts on cover system, ways we can actually make it better?
I don't know, because I've been trying to think of this for a while, because a guy we used to play with on PS4 used to really want to be a sniper in PvP, and you can't do it for two reasons. There's either a lot of cover and you can't really see, or there's just a tiny bit of cover and everybody's fighting 3 miles down the road. Then obviously the other problem is the TTK, because you're not getting rewarded for headshots. And, you know, the sniper builds in the division, they're not really viable for PvP, are they, for several reasons. And we've had a conversation quite a few times on PS4 chat and whatever of how to make the cover system better, and we can't really come up with a definitive way of improving it, quote unquote, to perfection. I do think there needs to be more punishment for when you're out of cover. I can't move away from that at all. And I do think headshots need to be made rewarding again. I know they removed those to bring the skill gap closer together, but I don't think that's necessarily a good route to take. If you start closing the skill gap too far, you're just going to end up with the similar problems to what we've got now. Maybe making cover work. Like different height levels, quite regular, just to shape the gameplay a little bit different. Because at the moment, you can either be on the floor, or in the back of a truck, or on a building, can't you? There's literally only like three levels to it. I'd like to see something incorporated a little bit, so you need to keep your head on a swivel a bit more. But I don't know.
What about like passive weapon talents? You know, you've literally just said something like elevated, isn't it? That's pretty much what you're asking for. That is it elevated? You want increased damage? Yeah, basically higher levels, isn't it? So.
Yeah, maybe.
But then I don't really want it to be a passive thing that we have to select. I just want it to be part of the game.
There's one thing they could do is they could restrict movement a little bit. A la... Mass Effect style, like you can only in Mass Effect 2 you can only really run in a straight line towards the cover, but like, and then the rest of the time you're walking around.
What if they gave agents endurance, so you could only run for so long before you get tired?
Which yes. would be applicable by stamina?
Maybe you could build into stamina for it, yeah, if you wanted to. But I mean, maybe it could be like
mind blown.
A minor attribute on gear or whatever. But I mean, we're looking at this as if nothing's going to change with the gear and whatever. Like, they're still going to have gear sets and whatever. They might have a completely different loot system in mind for the Division 2 that's not got gear sets in it at all. So you could be running around the Dark Zone in effectively what is all purples. So you've got no gear talents and it is just straight.
That might not even be purples. Yeah. It might just be like you're collecting what essentially might be like a new version of DivTech, and that is a resource that you basically farm instead of instead of your gear sets and your gear pieces, you just farm. We used to do it with Phoenix credits. We used to farm Phoenix credits to get new gear. Maybe if they just you're doing that to create gear or upgrade your character, maybe it's just a case of stats next time. You know, like stamina.
You farm
instead
the stats.
Endurance. Yeah,
I was thinking
like
that
Dark
earlier.
Souls, anyone that's done that. Because Dark Souls, you literally just farm NPCs to get enough credit, I guess, to build the character the best you can. And you get like armor and stuff like that, but it's debatable how good it is, you know, versus the actual stats that you've got in the first place.
Mm.
But yeah, I would hate to be whoever is actually trying to figure this out. I mean,
yeah. Can I just clarify my comments on that from earlier as well? Because I don't want it to be taken that I'm slighting the devs that are working on it. I trust them implicitly to make the Division 2 the best that they can possibly make it. I'm really glad I'm not trying to be one of the people that's making it, because I would fuck it up. So yeah, that wasn't a slight on anybody. Before I get called out for it again.
But okay, so we've got 1.8.2 coming, haven't we? If we get a weapon balance patch with that, or a balance pass in general, very quickly, what would you like to see? If they changed anything, change one thing. with regards to PvP?
Just one.
Just one thing.
No.
I don't know.
Nerf strikers. Okay. There's my answer. It's too strong.
What was yours, bro?
Nerf strikers.
No match. Oh, strikers.
Yeah, I think mine, remembering back to how annoying it was, I think mine would have to be something to do with Nomad. Because to kill somebody four times just used to really get me angry. So.
See, I kind of want two choices now. I would drop the TTK a little bit.
Yeah.
Very slightly.
Hang on.
And I...
You can't give us one and then give yourself two.
I win.
That's the problem. Fair. That's the problem, isn't it? You can't just choose one. There needs to be several, I think, unfortunately.
I think, I'm going to be honest, I think there's so much going on with the division, which makes it awesome, but it makes it so difficult to balance at the same time. We've got 14 gear sets. You've got the skills, you've got the heals, you've got the, like, all those stats as well.
Right, so quick question then. Division 2 comes out next month, let's say. Do you think there are gear sets in it?
No, not straight away. That would be stupid.
But I don't think we'll get as many as we have now.
Damn it. You've already answered my second question.
I don't think we'll get as many. No. I think... It really depends. It depends on if we have... I really like the AI. The more and more I think about it, the more I really like the idea of a skill tree. And, you know, going back to Rob's idea of operators, where we have a DPS build, we have a tank build, you have electronics build, and you have a sniper build. And then have the 14 gear sets effectively stacked into each one of those, like, agents. That's how I kind of want to see it go. But how you have that and have a looter shooter at the same time. Right now, as we're talking about this, I can't think how you would do it.
Now, my idea was to separate the two, like to have... It wasn't to culminate the gear sets into those, like, agents. It would be to have separate, completely separate agents. With completely
I can't see us having a different PvP, like DZ, or like we don't even know if there's going to be a DZ. The whole map might be a DZ.
There better be a DZ.
There's going to be a DZ, they're stupid.
No. But like, what if the DZ is you walk out the base of whatever the new best base of operations is, and that is the DZ?
We won't do that either.
You know, but that would be so cool.
But they won't do
PvE,
that.
PvP area across the whole map.
Not going to happen, dude. it's not much of an MMO. You can't pick your server.
Anyway, we'll leave it there and probably discuss it again some other time. And finally, last bit of news, whether this is viable news or not. Apparently, the team at Massive, the Division developers, are currently working on a Battle Royale game. Now, take this with a pinch of salt.
What if the Division 2 was just a Battle Royale game?
Oh, dude.
Oh, no, don't do it. And you have to extract to get gear. That's the only way, and you're the last man standing.
That's a little bit how Tarkov is, isn't it? If you die in Tarkov, you'd lose what you had.
Oh, God.
If they come out and say they've made the Division 2 like Dark Souls, where you lose everything upon death, everybody would hate it.
If Division 2 has Battle Royale mode, then I'm happy. If it's just that, wow, I'd be livid.
See, I don't even think the Battle Royale they're working on is for the Division 2. I read this as it is a standalone project.
I did think Rainbow about this. I don't know if you guys are already thinking about it, but obviously we only have a timeline till September. maybe as a bit of a send-off for Division 1, you could get a Battle Royale.
I still read it as a standalone project, because they mentioned that it's the devs that are working on the Division, but in the same paragraph they also mention it's the same studio that's working on the Avatar game. And it, what does it say? We've heard from an anonymous source inside the studio that Massive is also working on a Battle Royale title. So it's not a Battle Royale mode. It's not a Battle Royale add-on. It's not a Battle Royale DLC. It's a title. So to me, that is just a brand new game.
Right? Well, that sucks, because I would still like to see it inside the Division. Do you know what I mean?
Could Avatar 2 be a Battle Royale game?
What?
What?
Na'vi killing Na'vi.
Because, like, Avatar's all about, well, Avatars.
Well, I thought it was about Pocahontas.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's a possibility.
Well, I guess we're going to have to see, aren't we? But, I mean, we called a Battle Royale mode almost a year ago. Whether it's for the Division, whether it's, like, anything to do with the Division at all. I don't know.
If it's a Tom Clancy game, then that would be cool. Whether it is or not.
Ghost Recon Battle Royale.
TCBR.
I'd quite like that. Would you want skills in that on a Battle Royale mode? But then Fortnite's doing alright with like some weird ass shit, so. Like building and things like that. I don't know. We'll see. Robert, over to you, dude.
What? Oh, yeah, there's... this weekend, Saturday the April 7th and Sunday the 8th, 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. on the Saturday. That's EST. And Sunday, April the 8th, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. EST. There is a farming event for classifieds, which is being produced by the Confluence Gaming guys. So if you head to twitch.tv/confluencegaming during those times, there is a chance you could earn yourself some loot that you don't have. It's on PC, I believe.
So Rob will be online all weekend?
Yep, I'll be watching that for those goddamn Nomad gloves that I can't seem to get. But yeah, they're also giving away a Division Gold Edition. So yeah. Go check it out.
Which we still have one copy left off to give away at some point, just as a heads up.
Yeah, we need to
we'll have to do
competition a stream or something. Giveaway on a stream or something.
Yeah, because we gave away one copy, but apparently the person that won the second one didn't need it. So
should do like something on that. What's that? Oh, we'll talk about it later.
Thank you. Right, questions. First question comes from Rempency over at Bombshell Jackets, and he says, now that you've been playing on PC, what brand do you find makes your favorite peripherals for mice, keyboard, etc? And do you now find yourselves window shopping for new monitors for no reason at all?
I'm going to jump in real quick. Mike, you need to answer this question first.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Mike, what's your favorite brand of graphics card?
Favorite, or the one I've bought?
The one you recently just spent a truck ton of money on.
I picked up Asus Strix friggin' 1080.
Okay.
What was the brand of your motherboard that you recently bought?
It was an Asus motherboard.
What was the brand of mouse mat you recently just purchased?
That was Orki. It wasn't Asus.
No, I didn't say it was Asus. I'm just asking you what peripheral it is. What brand, rather.
And I just picked up a 27-inch monitor today.
Is what brand?
Acer.
Oh, let me down.
Is 27 inches big enough?
We'll have to find out.
To answer your question, Remy, yes, we do. Because I work with Mike, I constantly barrage him with links of stuff to buy.
He said, right, this is how far it went. Yesterday, he was like, check out this Asus mouse. Check out this Asus mat. check out this Asus camera, check out this Asus
keyboard,
microphone, keyboard. And then I got to the point, I was like, okay, Rob, sell me on a mechanical keyboard. He's like, I can't sell it to you.
You need one, but I can't sell you on one. I can't, you have to use one to understand why you need one.
I still don't think it's worth it. I have a crappy 15 quid keyboard that does everything I need it to, and I don't care. I'm not spending.
You're a fool.
Disagree. Do we find ourselves window shopping for new monitors and general equipment for gaming? Yeah, pretty much every day. It's like, oh, what deals are on?
I still look for graphics cards, even though I've recently bought a 1070. Just habit. I don't know why.
I'm glad I've broke that habit now. Anyway, next question. Oh, before we do, Luke, do you find yourself shopping for any computer equipment at the minute?
No.
What about when the Division 2 comes out?
Upgrade, upgrade, upgrade.
No comment.
Do it. Ooh.
No, I'm hoping the Division 2 can still run on my nice shiny laptop. And then I can upgrade for Division 3. Because then it'll be all singing or dancing, but still.
Are we saying the Division 2 is not going to be all singing and dancing?
No, I mean my new PC to play the Division 3 on will be all singing or dancing. I didn't say the game, I meant the machine.
I need to send you some links, Luke. I've obviously been slacking on that. Tempt you.
Look, just I already know where all your links will be to, Rob. You don't need to send me very links.
No, they're not nowadays.
There's quite a good Reddit as well for PC parts as well.
Anyway, I don't want to buy a new PC yet because the recent addition to my house being the new puppy will just chew through everything. So I'll have to murder it for no reason other than that it's just destroyed my new PC, which is wrong on many, many levels. So
it's a husky though. So you can always use it as a rug.
That's a very expensive rug. Or
to pull a snowmobile?
You get what you pay for, I guess. Anyway, next question comes from Capitan.
Oh, not him again.
And he says, so when are we going to see Team SitRep participating in hashtag Emoji Agent?
The day after Hell freezes over.
What is Emoji? What is hashtag Emoji Agent?
I'm a little basically, you have your Division agent in the background, do an emoji, and you have to do it at the same time.
Do I have to be in cosplay?
Cosplayed as your own agent, yes.
Okay.
So all the ones I've seen are. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have to be.
Agent Max put one out on Twitter today, which was his agent and himself doing the mic drop. Caps was featured in Agent Highlights this month.
Nice, dude.
Doing the... Is it the Michael Jackson one where you stand on your tiptoes and lean forward? I can't remember what that emote's called.
I knew what you meant. I just wanted to hear you explain it.
That one.
Sorry.
This is a podcast, so it's an audio medium. You can't see the attempt I just did at doing that.
Yeah, I just like the fact you were trying to show me. I was like, I know what you meant, but if you want to carry on, it's down to you.
Has anyone done the sneeze one yet?
Not that I've seen.
Like in a GIF. That'd be pretty good.
That's just going to be a weird picture. I'm calling it now. That's a weird picture.
It's the sneeze dab, isn't it? So you sneeze all over the inner of one of your elbows. You can stop staring at me, Mike. I'm not going to try and do it.
Yeah, if we get around to doing it, we get around to doing it. Apologies. I don't know. Reaper, UK76, where have you been, dude?
Working us
from Twitter asks, has Rob seen anyone about his drinking habit?
No, still going. I'm three quarters through a bottle of red wine right now.
Which of the three of you is the best at Tom Clancy's The Division, and which is the best at Rainbow Six Siege? I'm going to say Rob's the best at Siege.
Rob's definitely the best at Siege.
Thank you.
Which I don't get because you're Leroy Jenkins.
But that, yeah, I know, but it works.
He's very disciplined in Siege. I'll compliment.
No, I am.
Credit where credit is due. He is very good at Siege.
And I would say Luke for The Division.
It depends.
I agree with that.
It depends what part of the division, I think.
The majority of it, but PvP as well.
I'm shocking.
You're pretty damn strong in PvP.
What I was going to say was I'm shocking as a support agent, though. I'm shit at healing and skills
Let's be honest. As probably the best support agent we have, you're the second best. I'm sorry, Rob, you come in last.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with that. It's fine.
Because a support agent is only good if he's about to support his agents.
Not run off down the road.
Yes. And the final question comes from Andre James over on our SitRep Radio Facebook, and he just wanted to say that he loves the podcast. The only issue he has is when we throw a backhand comment or a joke about Xbox. I cringe when you guys do that. What is your hate or beef on Xbox? I'm just curious. P.S. Please, no monthly subscription for The Division. Just DLC $20 to $30.
The Xbox joke has been a long-running joke from when the Xbox got the priority on the DLC in year one, right?
Yeah.
And I used to own Xboxes and they all died, so I kind of hate them for that reason as well.
I think it was a bit of cross-console banter as well, wasn't it? Because all three of us, before we moved to PC, we're all PS4, weren't we? So
yeah.
And there was definitely some jealousy involved in the Xbox exclusivity for the first two DLCs or just the first one? I can't remember. Yeah, whatever.
But it was never as serious. Like we were all like,
I think half of it is like we don't know anybody with that. I don't know anybody that has an Xbox, so I'm like I don't know anything about it. I know more about PS4 and PC.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, so my knowledge of it is like inadequate, I guess.
I now own Xbox Pass for PC anyway.
Yeah, so you can't hate on Xbox anymore if you've got an Xbox Pass. No. But in general, it's just like you said, it's a backhand joke or us being stupid that we've done since day one.
A really long-running joke.
And I apologize on behalf of all three of us.
It's one for the OG fans of the podcast, though, isn't it? Like the OG fans that were there from the beginning will know that it's just been running and running and running and running. So,
yeah.
I think that is it, though. You know, the fact that 4K is coming out and us going, because it's already come out on PS4, 4K, and it's already there for PC and things like that, it's irrelevant to us, but to you people that have one, you know, we are happy for you guys. It's just literally a joke.
You silly people that have Xboxes.
And there we go again.
No.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
So, you know,
it's a joke that's gone on for far too long, and I think we need to start hating on other consoles.
Fuck switches.
Yeah, fuck switches.
If you want to fuck a switch, then you enjoy that.
Stupid handheld piece of shit.
Oh, I thought you were about light switch.
No.
Anyway, where can the listeners find us, Rob?
You can find us at Sit Rep Radio on Twitter, Facebook, and Discord. Send us any questions or feedback to our email address, which is sitrepradiopod@gmail.com, or via the socials. Also, we post full episodes and other content from us every week on YouTube, so head over there. It is youtube.com/sitrepradio. We want to hear your thoughts, so be sure to leave a comment and subscribe, and come join the Discord for a lovely discussion of all the divisionness. And Siege. And fuck Switches.
And Nintendo Switch. We have a Nintendo Switch chat. We need to create an Xbox one, maybe.
I need to create a fuck the Switch chat.
Fuck it.
Really?
We just end this.
Oh my God. As always, you can find this podcast over at iTunes, Apple Podcasts for iOS, Podbean, Google Play Music, SoundCloud, and you can find links to all of these and more over at mashthosebuttons.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe whilst you're there. Thank you all.
If you do head over to mashthosebuttons.com, then please make sure to check out some of the other podcasts that are a part of the Mash Those Buttons family. We will live stream as much as we can. So if you're interested in dropping by and chatting with us whilst we do some Division, Siege, and other games. You can find us over on twitch.tv/sitrepradio and /sitrepradio Rob to check out Rob's streams. Thank you to the Division Elites on Facebook. Also, if you're an Xbox player, Robert.
Whoa.
If you're looking for an awesome Discord to join, then go check out the Division HQ on Twitter and Discord. If you're looking for people to play with on Xbox. Anyway, thanks to them for allowing us to post our content over there. Thank you very much for listening, agents, and we will catch you next week.
Bye-bye.